I'm not saying that there was anything illegal going on, but it certainly was an uncomfortable moment. David, Pat, and Charlie here on your morning team show on WSTW. It's 7:21. So, the other day I was at a Little Caesars location picking up a quick lunch. You know, they sell those like $6 little pizza things. You get a drink and things like that. And as I walked in, I talked to the young man at the counter, and he said, "Hey, we've got some fresh ones coming out in 5 minutes. Can you wait?" Hey, for fresh?
Sure.
No, no problem at all.
Why not?
Even hotter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I took a seat, and in came another person. And the person goes up to the counter and was picking up or wanting to order a pizza. And the person said to the guy at the counter, "Yeah, can you make change for 100?
Whoa.
Mm.
And
what did you say?
Didn't say anything for a moment.
Okay.
He kind of looked. I kind of looked up because this person was speaking loudly. You know, "You make change for 100?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking at that very moment, like I said, I'm not saying there was anything illegal going on, but I'm thinking, really?
Well, at least they asked you before they actually placed the order and had the pizza come, and then you couldn't break 100.
Well, that's, I suppose so, but I'm thinking to myself, needing change for a $100 bill.
Or a Benny.
For a simple pizza that's going to cost you maybe $8. Why do we need to break this 100 and get some change? As I said,
you never know.
I'm not saying there was anything legal going on, but the look that this person had at the counter, and the counter person said, "I don't think so."
Yeah, it's early in the day.
Yeah, but don't have any cash.
Yeah.
Haven't taken a lot in yet.
The person says, "Will you take a credit card?" Sure.
Sure.
Person says, "I don't have it with me. I'll be right back." And the person walked out the door. I hear a manager from the back. Because the person actually, the manager from the back, "Did the person place an order?" "No." "Good. Because if they did, cancel it."
Really?
I was thinking the same thing she was thinking. Somebody needs to break a $100 bill for something. We're not going to do it here.
Right.
Like I said.
But he wasn't going to take the credit card either?
Well, he would have taken the credit card.
Oh, would have taken the credit card.
That would have been exact.
Okay.
Yeah, but the person didn't have the credit card with him. Mm-hmm. They had to go get it.
Mm-hmm.
They never appeared, by the way.
Oh, okay.
In the few minutes I was waiting.
So wait a second. Now you're... it's very funny you bring this up. About 2 weeks ago, I went into our kitty. That's what we call where we keep some, you know, little cash, you know, just on hand. And I said, "Where'd this $100 bill come from?"
In a kitty?
In a kitty. I said, "Wait, did our 20s multiply?" And somehow, my wife said, "I don't know. I thought you put it there." I was like, "How would I put it there? Where am I going to get $100?
Well, we
don't remember exactly where to get the $100 bill. Now the question is, where do we take it? I mean, I guess you could take it to the bank, obviously.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Obviously, I'm not allowed to go to a pizza joint and try to ask for any change, apparently.
You could. And I'm not, and it's perhaps, I left this part out. This person was dressed in a way, if I'm going to be stereotypical, that you might think that there was something illegal going on, that they needed cash for a particular transaction.
Well, Pat, you can go to a supermarket where they're taking in $300 at a time for every person going through.
Exactly right. I just had all the makings. If somebody wanted to break 100 and the best they could do was come to a pizza joint, really? And you're ordering your $8 pizza and you're going to get cash in return.
Did they get anything else?
That was it.
Okay.
And they never appeared again in the short time I was there, so they never appeared again.
I see.
As I said, maybe I'm being judgmental, maybe there's nothing going on, but I think I had the same thought that the person at the counter had the thought, and the manager in the back had the same thought,
mm-hmm.
that something weird going on here.